We're starting a new work tonight, and this work is printed as its own book. Really, it isn't its own book. This is the Meiri's Seder HaKabbalah. That's the way it was nicknamed. Really, this is the Meiri's introduction to Tractate Avot. The Meiri was a late Rishon, and the Meiri wrote very clearly. Is one of the easiest Rishonim to learn. He's a little bit lengthy. When you want to be very clear, you have to write many words. But he's a pleasure to learn on all of Shas. He wrote a Pirush on the Mishnayos. He wrote a Pirush on the Talmud. He wrote a Pirush on works in Tanakh. We have his Pirush on Mishlei. Brilliant stuff. He is a big fan of the Rambam. He goes hand in hand with the Rambam in many things. And he refers to the Rambam in many places. Much of the Meiri's work was concealed for centuries. It was only uncovered about a century and a half ago. The Mishnah Brura uses him a lot to decipher halacha. It's a machlokas how much we should use him la halacha, being that traditionally he was not used so much la halacha simply because we didn't have all of his works. There were centuries where most of the Jewish populace did not have his works. So something that was not used within the halachic framework, it is questionable if you can use it altogether within the halachic framework. To understand the Gemara, it is an excellent tool. To paskin is a totally different question, which maybe we will deal with on Thursday night. We are learning this work. It is a very clear and pleasurable work to learn about the evolvement of the oral law. And let's bear in mind that this was written as an introduction to Pirkei Avos, so he's going to begin with Pirkei Avos. So let's begin. We're going to try to keep our learning to 5-minute sessions, and we will be learning this Bezrat Hashem Monday, Tuesday, Thursday nights. Okay? Thursday nights when we learn together. Every other Thursday night. Amar Menachem ben Shlomo lebet Meir, Zot HaMasechta, Rtzoni lomar Masechta Avot. This tractate, meaning tractate Avot, Himisedra Nezikin, it is one of the tractates in the order of Nezikin, of damages. And our custom is that we learn this tractate after tractate Horios. In the introduction to his work, he explained the order of the different tractates. So over there he also explains why is it that Avos is after Horios. And Pirkei Avos has 5 chapters. Notice he does not consider the 6th chapter of the Mishnah. V'siduam nefishi tateinu, and our tradition is that the order is, the first chapter is the chapter which begins with Moshe Kibel. The second chapter is, the way we have it, Rabbi Omer, Ezo Yiderch Yisharash Yavol Adam. The third chapter is Akavya Ben Ma'alala. The fourth chapter is Ben Zoma. And the fifth chapter is Basara Mamrot, which is the way we have it in our Mishnah. V'yesh b'ktat tzvarim od perek vav. Some books have a 6th chapter, Karui Pirkosh Rabbi Meir, it's nicknamed Rabbi Meir's chapter. Umatchil, and the chapter begins, Shanu Chachamim B'Lashon Mishnah. The rabbis learned in the Mishnah language, blessed are they, blessed is the one who chose them in their Mishnah. And then it begins, Rabbi Meir says, the following tools are necessary to acquire Torah, that's why it's called Rabbi Meir's chapter. Ela Sheino Min HaMishnah Laken Braita. It's not a Mishnah, but rather it is what? It is what? No, it is Ke'en Braita. He is a Rishon, you have to notice every word. He didn't say it's a Braisa. He said it is Ke'en Braisa. It is like a Braisa. So what is it? I don't know. I don't know what those words mean, Ke'en Braisa. I know what a Mishnah is. I know Braisa is a Tanai quote outside the Mishnah. What's something that's Ke'en Braisa? I don't know. V'af besof perek hei katuv v'sifreinu k'tzat braitot. And we, in our Mishnah, yes. Could be, but I don't think it is. And in the end of the 5th chapter, some of the things we call the Mishnayos of the end of the 5th chapter are not really Mishnayos, but rather they are Braisos. V'husham, husham, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer, Az Panim LeGeinom, V'chen Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba Omer, Shem Shegadal Torah. Those 2 Mishnayot, which are in the end of the 5th chapter, they're really Braisos. So, we're going to pick up over here, where he explains what's the whole idea of Tractate Avot, and then he will describe what was written on Masecht Avot and what it composes, and then he begins the tradition. So Bezrat Hashem, two times from now, we'll get to the beginning of the tradition.
This is what propels him to deal with the Masoret, is Pirkei Avot.
He says, why does this tractate have to begin with the Kabbalah? Right. And then he goes off on a tangent, so what is the Kabbalah?
That's the reason that the Rambam also wrote for the